This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Stock futures are mixed ahead of a long holiday weekend while crude oil declines this morning. S&P futures are down 7 points, Dow futures down 49, NASDAQ futures are flat. They were a little bit higher just a moment ago. NYMEX crude is down almost 3% this morning at $68.74 a barrel. A Saudi official said that OPEC and its allies are likely to gradually boost oil output in the second half of the year. Shares of Foot Locker are surging in pre-market trading, up about 14%. The athletic shoe chain's latest earnings beat even the highest analyst estimates. The U.S. Army is asking mayors from 15 cities, including Chicago, San Francisco, and Minneapolis, to pitch their communities as the home for a new Army Futures Command. The Futures Command is intended to be the focal point of an Army attempt to improve its acquisition of major weapons after high-profile failures. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
880 The Biz, Time Saver Traffic.
No reported accidents on the expressways in the area. Just slow traffic eastbound on the Dolphin from the Turnpike Extension over to 95. Westbound is pretty busy as well between 95 and the Palmetto. Out of the Golden Glades, once you get through the interchange, not a bad ride southbound to the Airport Expressway. It is slow from the big curve on the Palmetto south to Okeechobee. This update brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Dean Muccio with your South Florida traffic.
The views and opinions expressed throughout the day by programmers and callers on 880 The Biz are not necessarily those of Salem Media Group or its affiliated entities.
The Steve-O and Renee Show is brought to you in part by CSI Caregiver Services, the Bougainvillea House, Auction Gallery of Boca Raton, Bright Star Credit Union, Brighter Days Nursing, A New You, South Florida Audiologists, and Medical Health Institute.
What you feeling, huh? What's on your mind, huh?
Thank God it's Friday, right?
Oh, finally!
I know, right?
It's been a long week.
It's been a long day.
Already?
Where are you going so early?
I'm going crazy!
Where are you going?
I'm leaving!
See you Monday!
I'll see you Monday.
No, you won't.
Why is that?
3-day weekend.
A 3-day weekend.
3 days.
Three days.
Okay, well, let's get it started.
It's showtime, baby.
And we're on.
All right. It sounds great. That's terrific. Now, we had Michelle Wiener on, the marijuana doctor, that talks about how you can get healthy and achieve wellness and get off of opioids with marijuana. Now, we've got Nikki Fried on. Nikki is involved up in Tallahassee helping the marijuana laws get fine-tuned so that they better represent the things that were voted on by the public. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I also want to say I'm excited you got a twofer here. I've also got Jake Bergman with me. He's also CEO of Certera.
Oh, well, we were talking about Jake because the marijuana doc was talking about how they formulate all kinds of different formulas, which makes them different from some of the other folks here in town. So awesome. Jake, welcome to the show as well.
Glad to be here. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Now, tell me a little bit about the nuanced way that you guys formulate your wellness products.
So we offer kind of a wide selection of marijuana-based products. They're all extracts from the plant. Some are strain-specific, i.e., you know, we launched the Maca Gold strain, or we have Tillamook Strawberry coming out. But we also manufacture products that are what are called effects-driven, so they're specific ratios of CBD and THC. Those are the two active molecules in the plant. And we can formulate them so they're very specific, so doctors like Michelle can dose and track how their patients are doing over time.
Yeah, I found it very interesting when you were announcing this new strawberry-flavored strain that you really didn't advertise, or let me rephrase it, inform your team members and your clients and customers that it was strawberry. What I found that was most interesting was there were six different factors that were unique to it that helped address different things like anxiety and stress. How do you figure all that stuff out?
Well, fortunately, there's actually 30 or 40,000 different scientific articles that have already been published about the cannabis plant and some of its medical benefits. And so we kind of have a roadmap already of, you know, what some of those ingredients or products are out of the plant that work for these conditions.
Go ahead. No, Jake, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, so yeah. So we grow, you know, multiple different strains, and we grow them specifically to create those ingredients that are then beneficial for those conditions.
Now, Nicole, I was recently talking to somebody that was interested to find out that I had the medical marijuana card, Use it for back pain. We talked in the prior half hour with Michelle Wiener, the doctor who trained with Dr. Patton, who's the guy that does my pain medication. We'll get them all together on the show soon. And I'm going to need you and Jake on, Nicole, because we're going to talk about marijuana as addressing the opioid addiction. I know opioid addiction is a big issue. I know you're involved in Tallahassee. Tell me a little bit about what Tallahassee is going to do to get rid of this opioid addiction problem and maybe help us get better alternatives to wellness for opioid patients using medical cannabis.
Well, sure. I mean, that's what we are, you know, we see as far as medical marijuana that across the country, any state that has done any type of medical marijuana or even recreational program has a 20 to 25% decrease in opiate overdoses. So that is some statistics that we take to Tallahassee to try to encourage them. One is to expand our medical marijuana program and follow the lead of actually Pennsylvania just did, is they added into their medical marijuana program that one of their conditions is those who are addicted to opiates, allowing them to get onto marijuana to hopefully wean them off of the opiates that they may be on. So Tallahassee, across the state, actually, there are lawsuits that are being filed by different counties and cities to after the producers of opiates. And a piece of legislation, I think Michelle probably talked about in the last half an hour, that goes into effect July 1, that changes exactly how much a doctor can prescribe and the frequency of the prescriptions. So we are all very cognizant, but this is going to be a long road ahead of us, and hopefully that we can make some changes up in Tallahassee and across the country, because this is an epidemic that is affecting all of us. If you go into a room full of people, I would probably say 95% of them have been affected one way or the other, whether it's family or friends that have had some issues with opiates.
Well, sure. Your uncle, my brother, passed away because of opioid addiction. It was horrible. And so it is an epidemic that does need to be addressed, and it's something that does touch almost everybody that we know. I did just get an instant messenger that Ron says hello to Nikki and Jake. I'm not sure who that is, but I think you may know who that is. In any event,
we can send a shout out to my father.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You got a big audience there, Nikki. So Jake, how did you come to want to get involved in the medical marijuana industry, and are you only involved in Florida?
So yeah, my background's actually, I was doing, real estate and banking and just kind of boring, run-of-the-mill type stuff. And I had some people asking about, how to get into the legal marijuana space, several years back. Of course, I was like most people. I thought the medical marijuana was more of a joke just to get to recreational. And then I was just kind of blown away by, like I was talking about earlier, the 30,000-plus scientific articles on what this plant can do. So it really motivated me, and I poured my life savings in starting the company, and we now have, one of the licenses in Florida. We also have a license in Texas, so we are in Florida and Texas.
Now, I know that you're also involved in carrying the ball in Washington. What does it look like up in Washington? Because a lot of the federal foot dragging is really causing problems nationally, and it's almost becoming a states' rights issue. Did I even say that? My gosh.
You did.
Right, exactly. That's the 10th Amendment, and we've had 30 states across the U.S. now that have legalized medical marijuana or marijuana in some form. It's very similar to the repeal of prohibition. The United States federal government had a prohibition against alcohol sales, and before they repealed it, 30 to 40 states did it on their own. So we're at a place now where the federal government's going to have to take some form of action. I'm encouraged by people like Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, who's come out in a strong stance on kind of decriminalization and trying to align federal and state laws. I'm also, supportive of Senator Gardner from Colorado, and who met with Donald Trump, and they're working on a bill that would essentially take marijuana out of the federal laws and let the states regulate it by themselves.
Wow. Nikki, what does it look like as far as the ability to get that actually accomplished?
Well, basically we've been in full speed ahead since January when we had a blow for the industry when Attorney General Sessions rescinded a very important memo that protected all of us in the states. So since January, the industry has really revved up our advocacy up in D.C., and we really think that within the next 18 months or so, we're going to see some significant movement, not only on states' rights, but issues dealing with banking, which affects everybody. Having a patient walk into one of these dispensaries with cash only is very dangerous for the patients and for the producers. So we're seeing some significant movement, and also not just on marijuana. Industrial hemp and hemp is also one of the priorities, too, that we're seeing in and up in D.C. On movement. So we are seeing significant progress. It's almost like Attorney General Sessions does a favor by making sure that we all have to be revved up and get things accomplished sooner than later.
Well, that's terrific. So, Jake, what do you see as the future for Surterra as far as product diversification?
So one of our goals is to have the largest selection of brands and products in Florida. So, you know, today we offer two different brands. We have the Surterra Wellness line, which are our, you know, formulated products that are made specifically for some, you know, physicians and conditions. And we have our Florida's Finest, which is a line of strain-specific products. There are a couple of other brands that we're looking to bring in to the state of Florida to add to that mix. We're also looking at, you know, once the rules are in place, at bringing edibles. You know, we want to have a whole line of healthy, nutritional, you know, marijuana-infused products for patients who are looking for a healthy way to consume that product.
So it sounds to me like you're committed to wellness and the positive energy that good, positive health can bring to people, and certainly getting rid of this nasty opioid thing that's going on. Nikki, I guess I want to kind of finish up with you. What do you think the odds are that we'll be able to get more products that are consistent with the constitutional amendment that the voters passed in the past here, I guess, in the last election? In other words, when are we going to be able to get smoking and edibles and other ways to infuse marijuana available to the public?
Well, that's what we work on every day. You know, those of us that are involved feel that the legislature did not properly execute the will of the people. And we are constantly working in Tallahassee to try to change their minds. And there are lawsuits that are happening across the state of Florida that we are pushing significantly to make sure that the doctors who are recommending this to their patients have the greatest variety of deliverable methods for the product lines. And we are fighting every day to make sure that the will of the people is actually put into place and that we're expanding. And I do have faith that after the November elections, you're going to see some significant changes up in Tallahassee that will hopefully make it better for our patients across the state, because that's what we all fight for every day, to make sure that we're giving patients an opportunity to change and make their lives better by having products that are natural and that are not addictive and can really change their quality of their lives. Well, we fight this fight every single day in Tallahassee.
Well, and I want to thank you for another group of people that we didn't even mention. We're going to have you guys back on the show to talk about this, our veterans and the impact this has on post-traumatic stress disorder.
Absolutely. It's not just veterans. It's also our first responders, those that are going into the line of fire every single day, whether it's our police force or our firefighters. They, too, are suffering, and this is a great access point for them to again increase the quality of their lives after they've experienced some trauma in the force.
Well, listen, I want to thank you too for coming on. I want to thank you for fighting the good fight for wellness and all the good things that you're doing there. And I promise you that we're going to get a show together with the two of you, the pot doctor, Michelle, I forgot, my brain cramped for a minute, and also the mainstream folks from UM Sylvester. We're going to talk about a great way to get opioids off the streets and more healthy bodies in the world. I want to thank you two for coming on. You should have a great holiday weekend and be safe out there.
Yay!
You too. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
All right. Jake and Nikki, the marijuana lobbyist and the marijuana entrepreneur, making South Florida and the state of Florida a little bit healthier, a little bit weller. Is weller even a word, Wanda?
It is now.
Okay, great. We'll be back after this. We've got Nora. She's been in a holding pattern. We're going to talk more positive energy and how you can center yourself today for the weekend. Back after Wanda takes over.
80 degrees now. It's Friday morning, May 25th, 16 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
But he said, friends of mine.
I have many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Freed.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American.
You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world.
I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy. Tough, tough cookies. I better not mention their names, and two of them are friends of mine.
Just want to talk about Bougainvillea House Family Therapy Center. It's a teen
Treatment Center. They're located in Fort Lauderdale. It's an outpatient facility just for teens. They specialize in teens, and they work around your kid's school schedule, work schedule. It's a nonprofit organization, which means if you don't have coverage, if you don't have mental health coverage, they will work with you on a sliding scale. Call them for a free consultation, 954-764-7337, 954-764-7337, or go to their website, tbhcares.org. That's tbhcares.org.
If you have investments and don't like how the volatile market causes you to lose money when the market goes down, then you don't really make much back when it goes up again. Learn what you can do to make money when the markets go up or down at Online Trading Academy. Online Trading Academy is the leader in investment education. Classes are a real eye-opener. People of all ages are being taught how money is made in up, down, and sideways markets. All instructors at Online Trading Academy are current professional traders who are certified, currently trade, and are profitable. They show you what they do every day, such as how to find the footprints of the big banks and institutions and make the trades they make, how to pick the right investments, how money is made in up, down, and sideways markets, how to time the market, and how to limit the risk on all trades. Not only do you learn about stocks, but also options, futures, Forex, even Bitcoin. You learn using a patented rules-based strategy, which is taught only at Online Trading Academy. So if you're tired of volatile markets eating away at your profits, or if you're looking for a way to make extra income from home, then do what over 200,000 students around the world have done. Call now for a pair of tickets to a free half-day class to see how smart trading really works. Then you decide. At the free half-day class, you'll also get the Wall Street Insider's Kit on a thumb drive. It's packed with investment ideas for free. Classes are in Broward and Palm Beach. And hey, if you live in Jupiter or Port St. Lucie, they're having free lunch and learn classes. So call now for a pair of free tickets. Online Trading Academy, the leader in investment education for over 20 years. Call now. Seating is limited. 954-668-2443. 954-668-2443. 954-668-2443.
We're screaming toward the weekend.
This weekend is the unofficial start of summer.
Get away this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
Memorial Day Celethon.
We're going to turn this party around because I was born to be wild.
Born to be wild.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
We're all going to be in bikinis.
Born to be wild.
Tell me if I should play golf this weekend.
I feel like a new man.
Isn't that a damn good reason to live it up today?
Born to be wild.
Let's get this party started.
Sure.
Holiday weekend.
Fantastic.
Let the party begin.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It is a party weekend for sure. Jim, how are you? It is 880
The Biz.
I'm ready
to party. We're going to have a great time.
880 The Biz on a Friday morning. It's 921.
Yes, but party responsibly. Drive responsibly. Do not drive impaired this weekend. Be safe.
I have some more information. Another list, if you will.
Give it to me.
The five items you're most likely to misplace. So if you keep this list handy, don't misplace the list. You will find the other things. A new survey asked more than 3,000 people about the items they tend to misplace the most.
What are those?
What?
Keys?
Yes, there. It's in the top five. In fact, it is number one.
How did I guess?
15% of people said it's the top thing they misplace. 8% said car keys. 7% said house keys. But don't most of us keep them on the same keychain?
I do, but they do get separated. I got one of those little clips so you can give the valet the key, but not your house key, you know?
Oh, I don't like the valet. That's probably why. Okay, your phone, 13% said, is the number two answer.
Okay.
Your sunglasses at number three. 8% of people lose those. This is why I buy cheap sunglasses.
No, I just keep them. I don't lose sunglasses too often.
5%.
I just curse myself.
Why can't I barely hear you?
I got probably because I didn't leave it. There we go.
Use the microphone.
I'm going to use the microphone.
Are you new to this thing?
Yeah, I am.
It's called radio.
I got you.
An umbrella, 5% said at number four. And number five, your wallet or purse. 4% said that they lose track of that. So
I would not want to lose that. I would not want to lose my wallet.
Thunderstorms expected today, scattered throughout the area, high around 81 and a low of 76 tonight. And that's your weather.
I saw the sun this Friday morning. I just saw the sun.
Yeah.
It came out.
All right.
30 seconds.
What do we got?
What we got now is we've got my good friend Noor is back. We're going to talk about how to stay mellow and be centered and mindful at work. Noor has helped Vivian and I both get centered and healthy. She is regularly giving lessons and having sessions at the Sacred Space. So welcome back, Noor Cowan.
Where'd she go?
She moved over here because you get a better view of her right over here, and this way I can see you better.
I can't see her.
You don't need to see her, do you?
I know.
It's radio.
I love to see Wanda.
Well, just turn around and look.
Wait, I can't. Okay.
All right, I'm moving over.
You can move over a little. You can move over a little.
No, it's fine. I'm good.
No. Don't see her. She's moving. No, just move your chair, sweetheart. There you go.
Love you.
It's physics. You got wheels, you just move your chair. Now listen, Noor, that's all good. Noor, now tell folks what's a real good way to get centered while you're at work so you can have some good, solid, positive energy. Can somebody take like a 2 to 3 minute break at work and totally renew their energy?
Absolutely.
Tell me how.
Using their breath.
Okay.
So if you are able to deeply inhale and deeply exhale and do so for about 3 minutes without stopping, it usually will give you enough oomph or relaxation to go on with your day.
You know, it's very important to stay centered. A lot of times we get energized and we maybe go over the top. I think it's really, really important to stay in your lane, if you were.
That's really beautiful. And a lot of times, whether it's through coffee or things to uplift us, we add way more energy than our body wants at that exact moment to get a really big push.
Never happens to me, does it, Wanda?
I can't remember.
Remember an instance like that?
Can't recall.
Yeah. 5 minutes ago, maybe?
Oh.
10.
I misplaced my brain.
Oh, there you go.
And for most people, they just want to stay centered because you crash after that.
Yes.
When you do it with your breath, your body's able to give you enough energy and then come back. Enough energy and come back. And honestly, it's simple. All you have to, you could do it in front of your boss, in front of your coworkers, by yourself. Sit, mindfully put yourself into the chair, plant your feet into the ground, inhale deeply through the nose, exhale deeply from the nose. It's simple and effective.
You know, it sounds like a great thing to do once you get off the highway, park your car, but before you get upstairs to just get yourself back into it. Because I gotta believe that just about everybody has a very similar experience when they drive in their car in town. And I used to say drive on I-95, but now you see four cars stopped up at the light just trying to get across Biscayne Boulevard. So it is getting a little bit tougher. And yes, Mom, it is my fault. I will admit that. But so how can people, you're stopped at the light. You see most people are paused at the light when it turns green because they're on their phone. Ridiculous. Maybe they should use that minute to just get themselves back together.
Yep. Obviously, being on your phone isn't effective. It can cause car accidents. It's not great. But you can take a breath, and there's tons and tons, thousands and thousands of different ways to breathe. Most people are never even aware enough to know that they're breathing because their body's just doing it naturally. So long, deep breathing, allowing yourself to deepen into the breath. Let's do it now. Inhale deeply all the way down into your core, into the bottom of your pit, into the bottom of your tummy. Exhale deeply through the nose. Jim, that was just one time. Keep doing it. Look at how you feel, and that was just one time.
I got to do radio, though, Noor.
Yeah. Stay driving.
And then you do it out of one nostril. What's the story about the one nostril thing?
Okay, so I love one nostril breathing. When you want to get energized, block off the left and just breathe through the right. Inhale deeply through the right.
Oh, boy.
Exhale deeply through the right. Literally in 3 minutes, you get energy.
Keep your hand on the wheel.
That's right. Remember to be safe. This is, you know, and by the way, we'll have this up posted on the Freedom Business site in case you want the details later. And I may even give Noor a little bit of it for her site too.
And if you want to relax, so many people have challenges falling asleep. If you block off the right nostril, inhale deeply through the left and exhale deeply through the left, 3 minutes, 11 minutes.
That's the sleep side?
That's the sleep side. Left side, sleep side, right side, energy side.
I think I'm going to need a chart.
I'm going to give you one.
I can't wait.
And then if you do it alternating, you balance. So before a meeting, when you don't want to get too energized or too calm, and you just want to balance and get to your center, that's all you have to do. alternate between right to left, right to left, right
now,
to left.
Now I'll tell you something. I'm going to give you something you probably ain't used before.
Tell me.
I've actually used one of your little moves when I'm working out. And let me show you which one it
breath
is.
Breath of fire?
Show you.
No, not breath of fire.
How about you
this
tell
thing
us?
Where you look like where you do this,
yes.
And you do this, and you do this. What I'm doing is like
radio.
Yeah, I know. I'm rotating my hands around. It looks like it's a dynamo. It's a dynamo. That's what
like
it is.
Like your yarn with yawn.
Yeah,
like
but what it is it's like
yarn.
A dynamo. It's the motion that the magnet makes inside the dynamo. And when it does that, what does it create? It creates energy.
That's exactly right. Pumping your navel. Another way, if you can't make noise or you can't move your hands, pump your navel, pump your navel, pump your navel. It will pump you up.
Oh, exactly yes, I right. like that. We got to get to pump you up.
Pump you up.
Oh, this is great stuff. What else can people do to get high voltage energy?
2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes, high voltage energy. Pump your navel, breath of fire, equal inhalation, exhalation. It sounds
breath
like this.
Breath of fire, give it to me.
Boom, 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 boom. That's very rhythmic.
Yeah,
yes.
That was. Well,
like
well, Noor's a professional.
Our
heavy
bodies are rhythmic. Our bodies are pretty rhythmic.
They're magical, well-balanced machines. In fact, mine is a little out of balance because I got up at, but I didn't even remember when I got up. But actually, it was great. I woke up 2 minutes before the alarm went off, Wanda. I had you in my brain.
Oh,
said,
boy.
Said, Jim, get up now before you wake up Vivian.
I wonder if he's awake now.
That's a boom. I got right up. It was amazing.
I didn't go to sleep until midnight.
Yeah, well, that's because you were doing all these crazy, fancy
just
things.
Wound up.
You're always wound up.
Okay.
All right. Well, how's Polo,
I'll
by the way?
I'll take a nap afterwards. Polo's, he's chilling as usual.
And maybe I'll buy you breakfast
he
if you let me.
He likes to sleep standing up for some reason. I'm not sure why that is, but.
Well, you know, I did that once when, well,
maybe he's meditating.
That probably is. Deep breathing. He's got the breath of fire going, but he's got that doggy breath.
Do you know if you breathe with your dog, so hold your dog in your arms or cuddle with your dog and breathe, eventually you'll synchronize your breath, and it's a really beautiful way to calm down.
Excellent.
So many research studies have shown that if you just hold the dog, pet the dog, relax with the dog, your actual physiology changes and calms.
Well, yeah. That's why they're support
man's
animals.
Best
well,
yeah.
Man's best friend, lady's best friend,
that's
too.
We're buddies.
One last, people come and go. So I think that we can now surmise that the most important thing about calmness and centering is breathing.
Yes, yes.
Breathing.
It is one of the most important facets to really be calm, centered, and focused. So you can drive your energy and move your electricity any way you want to.
No, you're got to be at a regular on our afternoon show. You're
I
amazing.
Can't wait.
You're amazing. This is just great stuff. Wanda, how are you doing over here?
We're just trying to keep people going, keep you happy. Feel good today.
That's
feel
right.
Good.
It's a positive day. It's a energy, positive energy day. I want to make sure to remind everybody to not drive impaired. Don't drive baked. Don't drive drunk. If you need to drive and you're impaired, call Uber.
Lyft.
That's right. Find somebody else to help you
your
out.
Your little brother.
That's right. Somebody, anybody, but don't get behind the wheel if you're impaired. Make it a safe weekend for us all.
Sounds good.
All
sounds
right.
Like a plan.
All right. Well, we got a break here, Wanda.
Showers and thunderstorms mostly throughout the weekend. 60% today, 70% tonight, and 100% Saturday. Yay.
Lovely.
Enjoy your weekend. Have a safe one. It's 80 degrees now. This is 880 The Biz. I'm Wanda Miles.
I'm Jim Freed.
It's 9:30.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
Billions and billions.
Jim Freed.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
And Wanda Miles.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
On 880.
Billions and 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 billions.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Broken down vehicle slowing things on 95 South, just beyond Northwest 69th Street. Left lane is blocked there. Otherwise, still some slow traffic on the Palmetto. This is from the big curve south to about Okeechobee, and then eastbound on the Dolphin, rather slow. Westbound as well between the Palmetto and 95. This update brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life, Dean Muccio, with your South Florida traffic.
If you're struggling to lose weight, consider the option of Miami Medical Weight Loss supervised by doctors. Everyone is talking about a new you when it comes to weight loss. They provide cutting-edge Miami Medical Weight Loss systems professionally developed to get results. They focus on wellness and nutrition, a natural approach with top nutritional specialists. Call today to learn about a new you programming or to make an appointment with a professional nutritionist at 305-670-2131. That's 305-670-2131. Become a new you.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Fiat Chrysler is recalling almost 5 million vehicles for a software defect. Federal safety regulators say the issue can cause the cruise control to remain on when you don't want it to be on. The recalled models include Dodge, Jeeps, and Chrysler. Shares of Foot Locker are jumping higher in pre-market trading. Quarterly results beat estimates. The stock future is slipping a bit here as oil declines. S&P futures down 8 points, NASDAQ futures down 4, and the Dow futures down 69. NYMEX crude lower by 2.8% at $68.73 a barrel. U.S. consumer spending appears to be well positioned to ride out near $3 gasoline that's made for the costliest driving in 4 years. Although Bloomberg News says that an extended, more pronounced increase could prove more challenging. AAA says the price of regular gasoline is up 47 cents since the start of the year. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
The Life with Wanda Miles, tonight at 9. Now, back to Steve-O and Renee on 880 The Biz. Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning, Jim Freeze.
Not using profanity is very easy.
And Wanda Miles on 880 The Biz.
Today, as president, I've issued an executive grant of clemency, a full pardon, posthumously, to John Arthur Jack Johnson. He was known as Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion of the world. They say he violated the Mann Act, and he had a conviction that occurred during a period of tremendous racial tension in the United States more than a century ago. Johnson served 10 months in federal prison for what many view as a racially motivated injustice. He was treated very rough, very tough. In light of these facts and in recognition of his historical athletic achievements and the contributions to society, he really represented something that was both very beautiful and very terrible at the same time. I believe that Jack Johnson is a very worthy person to receive a full pardon, and in this case, a posthumous pardon.
Yeah, I want to give the president a high five whenever he does something right. So it's time to give the president a high five on that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Cleaning up a little bit of old USA injustice there. Everybody's just uncomfortable that the guy liked white women. What are you going to do?
Well, nowadays, not much.
Yeah, well, nowadays it's pretty
pitch
in order.
Of fit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So listen, we've got Noor here. She wanted to stay and she wanted to give her
good.
Big secret.
I can't see her, so I didn't know.
That's right. Well, she's still here, Wanda. What am I going to do? You know,
it's radio. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. But, Noor, I want to give you a chance to say what you think is important out to the folks. I've been asking questions. I know you've got something you'd like to put out there. Go right ahead.
I want everyone to know that they are a unique being and that the world can't wait to see and hear their contributions to the world. Power lies within you, and breath is one tool to access that power. You are your own teacher, your own healer, your own power center. When you're down, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And know that you are given a unique gift to bring to this world. Discover it and then go out there and make it happen. And who gives three birds what anybody else says?
You know, that's the way we end our show.
Who gives three birds?
Well, I'll give four. But the reality is that we do close our show at our afternoon show every week with, it's not a rehearsal. This is the real thing. Now go out there and make it happen.
Yes.
And that's the way we end it. And it's because it's the truth. And we had Les Brown earlier on in the show, and he was just amazing.
Yeah.
This is a guy with a high school education that went out and made changes, millions of lives.
From
this
Liberty
guy's
City.
Terrific.
Right from Liberty City. And at Unity on the Bay tonight.
That's right. Unity on the Bay tonight, 8 o'clock. We gave away some free tickets. What an amazing man. I can't wait to meet him in person.
Congratulations, Loretta Risco, once again, from Pembroke Pines.
There you go. Local. That's right. Yes. High five.
Nice work.
And so, Wanda, we've had a great show. Let's kind of go through some of the people that we've had. Well, no, it's not over, but we talked about, we talked with Michelle Weiner, the marijuana doctor. We talked about how important that is.
Lots of information on how healthy that is.
And we talked to the Sertera Wellness folks who talked to us about how they formulate their stuff. And we talked to Nikki Fried, who told us about how the laws continue to evolve. We had the folks from the Convention and Visitors Bureau on talking about the big weekend over on the beach where they've got incredible concerts and the air show. But the real thing that we've been focused on today is you, the listener.
So I want to make sure that you all go out and have a very safe weekend, that you drive not impaired, no drinking and driving, no baking and driving. Oh, we also have Grandma Lolly on talking about the
baking, the cooking.
That's right. Yeah. We'll try to have her on Monday as well. We're going to be on Monday.
We're going to be back on Monday. It's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, 8 to 10 on Monday.
7 o'clock, we have a special for veterans, so that'll be nice.
As we should.
Mm-hmm.
As we should.
Honoring Happy Memorial Day weekend, y'all.
I'm going to dress up in red, white, and blue. I can promise that. They'll be able to see that on the radio, won't they?
Sexy.
Okay. So, Noor, I want to thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You.
You've given real good lessons in everything, but the most important thing you did was teach people how to reach their peak efficiency in less than 3 minutes, and it's all focused on breathing. What's the breathing that they should be doing to make themselves focused?
Long, deep breathing. It doesn't need to be fancy. There are thousands and thousands of different types of breath, one nostril, two nostrils, from your tummy, from wherever, but just concentrate on being aware of the breath. Inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your nose, and doing it for 3 minutes so that you can start to feel the changes in your body. Now, and then we'll advance from there.
And I know that you and one of your spirituality partners, Carla Dascal, really put together some great events and that you got something coming up on Wednesday. Tell me a little bit about that. I'm going to make sure my wife goes for sure.
Wednesday, May 30th, 7 p.m. at the Sacred Space Miami, we're hosting a women's circle. If you're a woman and in Miami, that's where you want to be on Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
Why do people want to be there?
It's connection. It's a extraordinary... Finding your tribe and having a place to come, to breathe, to meditate, to move, to be. We're discussing and embodying powerful and aware women. So we're getting together the most powerful and aware women in Miami, coming together to create and hold an intention for peaceful internal states and peaceful external states.
I think what you're really doing is getting a bunch of women together so that they can combine their energy and continue to be part of the year of the woman, which is what this is really becoming.
Yes.
It's really terrific.
Yes.
So what are one of the, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but I'm sure you're going to talk about breathing. What's a little bit of advice that you can give to these women who sometimes are seem unapproachable?
Unapproachable?
Yeah, they're power women. It's very tough to approach a power woman.
Okay, you mean as to date?
Yeah, well, I just think socially, sometimes in business, you know, it's tough for them to integrate even in business. You'll see sometimes these very powerful women that are very successful in business and then they don't have the other side. So it's a lot of really balancing. That's what it is. It's work-life balance, isn't it?
No, that's really beautiful. And I wanted to mention before, a smile goes a long way. So we gave a lot of tools and techniques on breathing, and we gave a very simple one, long, deep breathing through the nose. Nothing, you don't have to be in a pretzel, long, deep breathing through the nose. The other one, whether you're a woman or a man, smile. Smile is the first step to peace. It's the first step to happiness. And it enables you to welcome someone in.
It's contagious.
It's contagious.
Oh, no. Hey, and they can see my shirt on the radio here. My shirt is a Pharrell Williams hat and a smiley face that says, "Happiness is the truth." And I wore it specifically today because today's show was all about happiness.
What's that noise? It's him hitting the table. It's him hitting the table.
I'm being emphatic.
It's radio.
That's right.
Just explaining.
It's okay. I'm glad you're here to translate into...
I'm a radio translator.
You're actually a very multitasking, multidimensional person.
Thank you.
You know, but Les talked about multitasking, said it wasn't really the good thing, that you really need to focus.
You need to focus on one thing and do it well.
I think so.
Well, you do this well. I try to.
You're focused.
And when I get distracted...
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Boom, it's a mess.
It's not good.
It's a collision.
Good. It's not good. Noor is laughing, which means we've got Noor spreading the happiness. I agree with you completely, Noor. I've actually observed that when I smile at somebody, you can turn around their entire day. And that's something I really try to do. You know, for the last 4 years, as you well know, I've been trying to help Vivian get her kidney transplant. And it's been very difficult. We've had ups and downs. We've had many people that volunteered that weren't qualified. We had Date Circle that didn't show up. All kinds of things. And all while EMS was trying to keep my wife alive at the dialysis center. We finally got it. She stayed happy. She stayed positive. And the way we did that is we remained centered and focused. And that's the most important thing. And then we had great people helping us like you and Carla, which really added to my wife's resiliency.
That's extraordinary. That story is still to this date one of my favorite stories. When you share with someone how you're on dialysis for 4 years, you don't know if you're going to get a kidney or not. You're living day.
We thought this time
day.
Last year she was going to die within a couple of weeks. She was very close to death.
And that woman got up every day and said, I am going to be alive.
I am going to fight death.
And I'm going to make the best out of...
She chose life.
That's exactly right. And she had a husband who supported her, deeply, deeply supported her, and then created a community around her that supported her. And that's also what we do in Sacred Circles. We create community. Jim, the amount of transformation and celebration, it's not just about getting through a challenging time. We have women who never thought they could get pregnant, who get pregnant, but just by coming and either learning, meeting, healing, doing whatever.
Relaxing.
And just being. We have people who have soared in the corporate world, started their own businesses, done whatever it is that speaks to their soul just by coming and connecting.
How empowering.
It's beautiful.
You know, you said something there that I really didn't realize until you said it, and I talk a little bit about it, but I had never really internalized it, and that's that I was able to create an environment, an ecosystem around my wife that supported her. I never really even considered that as part of the things that I have done, and I don't know that I'll ever write a book about it, but it is something that I am going to start talking to people about, because people do call me, they do ask how they can help get their loved one a kidney, and the answer is you can't. All you can do is create the environment so somebody else can help that person give a kidney if you're not able to physically donate yourself. Obviously,
powerful.
If you're able to physically donate yourself, that's what you should do.
Powerful.
Yes.
And that ecosystem is made up of all types of human beings. Doctors, regular people, breathing experts, nutrition. It's a well-rounded system. It's not just one method. It's the food you put into your body. It's the movement. It's the protocols. It's the community. And it's laughter. One of the things that we do, yes, we cry together, we laugh together, we speak together. We are together in these circles. No matter who you are, what you are, you come, you have a seat at the circle.
And I had one that was integrated male and female healing session. I can definitely attest to the fact that it is a very powerful and moving experience. We'll talk about my experience in one of Noor's circles when we come back after our break for our final segment here on our Memorial Day extravaganza, where we're subbing for Steve and Renee. We want to thank them for giving us this time today, and I want to thank the folks at Salem for choosing Wanda and I to fill in. We'll also be filling in on Monday. I'm choosing to do this instead of going fishing. Why? Because I absolutely freaking love doing this. And I said freaking, not a bad word. I think freaking we're allowed to say, so I'll say freaking again. Wanda, are you ready to go to the freaking break?
No, we have a minute or so.
We have a minute?
Okay, just a minute.
Great. Okay, great. Okay, great. Well, listen, I'm going to give the weather report. I'm going to look outside, and it's actually not that bad. It is one of those pregnant cloud type of days, and I'll also give the traffic report, considering that we sit right next to the Dolphin Expressway, and the Dolphin Expressway traffic is moving very, very smoothly on the south side of the airport right now. And remember, there's all kinds of lane changes over here as they continue the construction, but part of the Diamond Lane just opened, so it's really amazing to see the continuing change in South Florida as South Florida continues to grow, as traffic continues to get bad, and as I continue to do more real estate deals that continue to do what? Make traffic worse. What can I do? I'm doing the best that I can.
Okay.
People need to live. They need a place to live. I help them.
Okay, thank you for doing that. 80 degrees now. It is a Friday morning, May 25th, and the time is 9:45.
All right, Bill's watching. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Back in a minute.
Steve-O and Renee return live on Tuesday.
I filled in for you when you were too sick to meet with your fear of intimacy group.
Filling in is Jim Fried, Wanda, and Polo Miles.
I wasn't sick. They were just getting too close.
On 880, The Biz.
You know, we just had Sal Khan in the studio. Actually, Joey was calling to find out about the seminar. If you're like, you can tell after listening to our interview with Sal that Renee and I know nothing about Bitcoin or SIP. I guess it's called CryptoCoin. But I'm telling you, you got to find out about this. And one of the things I just learned after our interviews, this is not some pyramid. I don't trust those pyramids. I don't care how great they sound. So you can go to this seminar. It's May 26th. That's this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. Listen to this. For the first 100 people who go there, they get a $25 Bitcoin. It's almost like they're paying you $25 to come, and you'll learn how to make money with this. But you've got to make reservations. A little, what do you call it? Spasms. www.evolutionofmoney.com. Go to www.evolutionofmoney.com. Make reservations. This is going to be a total sellout. It's at the Sheraton Suite this Saturday, 2 to 5, and it's located, I don't have the address, but it's right off of 95. It's on Cypress Creek. It's on, you can see it from 95. It's west of 95. It's a Sheraton Suites. And tell them that Steve O and Renee sent you.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning, Jim Fried.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
And Wanda Miles.
So sexy it hurts.
On 880 The Biz.
Oh yeah, I am real sexy.
It's 9:48. Jim, what's up?
I'm sexy from what I hear.
Too sexy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too sexy for my shirt.
Well, it's been fun waking up very early this morning again. It's nice to be up when the sun comes up.
Actually, it was terrific. I drove by the guys here working on the Diamond Exchange on the Palmetto at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they were cranking away.
Traffic's nice and flowy.
It is. It was terrific. I got here in like 10 minutes.
I know, it's kind of unusual.
It was terrific. I really liked it. But, you know, it's all right. And then we've had great people, great friends. NorCal has been here for a lot of the show, helping us stay positive and breathe right.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Do you have an email address at Fried on Business?
Jim at Fried on Business. It's real complicated. There you can always email me, Jim at Fried on Business.
Okie dokie pokey.
So let's just kind of wrap up. Nor, give us one last good way that people can breathe, because we've got some new people listening. Give us your favorite relaxation focusing breath.
My favorite relaxation focusing breath, yes, is breathing only through the left nostril.
Okay.
Blocking off the right nostril, inhaling deeply just through the left, exhaling deeply just through the left, inhaling deeply, exhaling deeply, inhaling deeply, exhaling deeply.
Man, it's working. I'm almost down from the 75 gallons of coffee that I had from Earl to just get me going here. It's almost 10 o'clock and I'm actually going to relax. I think I'm going to go actually get some breakfast. Maybe Wanda will join me.
Yay.
So you've got a beautiful event coming up at the Sacred Space, the amazing event space that our good friend Carla Descal has brought to South Florida to help people regain their spirituality and wellness. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Wednesday, May 30th at 7 p.m., Carla and I will co-host a woman's circle. We're gathering women of all ages, belief systems, ethnicities. If you're a woman, this is where you want to be on Wednesday night. And we will come together and play, breathe, connect, meditate, learn. And the topic is on power and awareness. And it's to connect to the power and awareness that's already inside of you, because ultimately you are your own teacher.
Yeah, I think that it's a real great great event. I'm going to definitely make sure Vivian goes. I kind of compare it to, you're going to laugh, Ghostbusters, when they take the little power beams and put them all together, and the power beam can't really create what the effect that it needs. But when you put it together, it does create the effect, and it's really, really interesting.
That's so well stated.
Well, thank you so much. It's really an important thing also to come together as a community. We talked to a gentleman that has a mentoring group that he puts together for young people, and we talked about the fact that it's important to mentor. I mentor a lot of young people in town. In fact, a gentleman that I mentored a number of years ago, I helped him get a green card, helped him get his job so he could stay here after he was a student. And that young man from Venezuela recently became a U.S. citizen just last week. So I really feel terrifically accomplished about helping that young man.
Nice one.
And many others. Yeah, I know. It's really important to help other people. It's something that I find to be fulfilling. That's also been one of the themes today, was helping people. We had Michelle Wiener on, the marijuana doctor. We talked about the different strains and how that helps people. And
comedy.
We had comedy.
Brett.
We had Brett for comedy. He was somewhat funny. He was more about identifying the locales to see funny than be funny.
Oh, well. He's a comedian. He hosts the South Florida Comedy Showcase. So, you know, if you want some funny.
Yeah, well, he was pretty all right.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It is. And we also talked about synchronizing your breaths with your puppy. I thought that was really good. That's a new one for me.
That's a keeper.
That is a keeper. We learned how to make delicious barbecue sauce with Grandma Ollie, which is really a base, and then you can kind of add your different flavors that you like. I'll just have her bottle it for me. She was terrific. Great voice.
Fantastic.
She has a great voice. And then, of course, we had the folks from Surterra Wellness and they're lobbying, the people that lobby for medical marijuana, talking about what's going to come up and the changes. But the most important things that we talked about were staying centered, staying positive, being a good part of our community. And, of course, we kept harping on the theme and focusing on the theme as if you're out there driving, make sure you don't drive impaired, don't drive drunk, don't drive baked, don't drive distracted. That's another sign they need up there. But the real thing is make sure that you're a good member of the community, pulling together and making sure you have positive energy. And one place that you can get full of positive energy, Noor, this Wednesday is what?
The Sacred Space Miami.
Tell me about that again.
On Wednesday, May 30th at 7 p.m., Carla and I are co-hosting a powerful and aware women's circle. We're inviting all women in Miami to come join us. I'd actually like to personally invite Wanda to come join us.
Wanda, you should be there.
Good.
Wanda, you'd make that place happen.
Oh, my God. I'm already. Her energy is
Those
so extraordinary.
Yeah, well, Those Wanda, can
peeps.
You get out there for that time? You got to work that day? How does that work?
Let me write it down.
Okay.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, what time?
At 7 p.m., Wanda.
You might be able to get there by 7:30.
Maybe they'll let me go early.
Maybe, you never know.
Jim.
It sounds like
the
it.
The other Jim.
Yeah, we'll have to lobby him.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get Regan in here 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'll work. But I got to also get across the dolphin.
You should be able to make it. It won't be that bad. It's about 17 minutes unless traffic is bad from here to there.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, listen, everybody have a great Memorial Day.
Where are you going? Not so fast. We've got like 4 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's terrific.
Let's milk it.
Well, we don't have to milk
it. Hey, you know, can I give the four things to save on gas?
I want those four things. Yes, four
things.
I thought,
in case you missed it earlier, I wanted to jump back on those four ways.
It's important.
It is Memorial Day weekend, and we have four ways for you to save gas, and that's important because gas is going up.
Yes, it is.
Why is that? Do we know why that is?
Yeah, the reason that it is because... Well, no, the reason that it is because of the instability in the Middle East, the fact that the gas prices dropped so low that many of the fracking wells were sealed. Once you seal a fracking well, you can't reopen it. So that decreased some of our oil capacity. I don't want to say that it was an economic war that they were playing on us.
Okay, you're losing me.
Thank you.
All right, four ways. There are a few ways now. Save on gas if you're hitting the road this weekend. You can use an app like Gas Buddy. Also, Waze. They show you the cheapest gas prices and how close they are to you.
I use that one.
Waze?
Yeah.
I like Waze.
It talks to you.
Fill up at a wholesale club like
BJ's?
Costco, Sam's, BJ's.
Yeah.
They have cheap gas, and make sure your car and maintenance are up to date. That's always a good idea.
Oh, it's also a safety tip.
Uh-huh. And use air conditioning if you're hot, since it creates...
Doesn't make sense.
What? The air conditioning?
Yeah, I thought you're supposed to turn the air conditioning off.
I thought
off.
So, too, but apparently it creates less drag on the engine than driving with the windows down. Yeah. I like fresh air myself.
Fresh air, Times Square.
But as it gets hotter and hotter, the bugs
come.
You need the AC.
You know, I don't want to go and...
Can't fight it.
Yeah, I know. For years, I drove with a car that didn't have any AC. Was able to turn the music up louder.
Back in the day,
my big green 73 Chevy Impala.
You weren't married then, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was a single guy going to University of Florida. I had bench seats. Those were good for dates. The bench seats were great for dates. Loved
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
It was amazing. It was a big car. I used to go up and down from Gainesville in this big green car. Couldn't get over 55, 60 miles an hour, but it didn't matter. 55 was the speed limit then. But boy, you could
drive 55.
I could put anything in that car, and it had this monster engine. Not that I really went fast. I would never go fast. But it was great, and I went up and down. And then one time I was coming home real late at night from Gainesville. It was raining right outside of Port St. Lucie, and I heard this real big rip. And you know what that was? It was the Landau roof flying off my car. I drove that car into the ground. It eventually blew up right outside of Bunnell, and I had to put it out of its misery right after I graduated. It did get me all the way through college, though.
So what do we have coming up on Monday?
Well, we've got all kinds of great stuff on Monday. On Monday, we're going to have Tim Marshall, another motivational speaker. Grandma Lolly is also going to bring in some
more food.
more food, and we're going to have all kinds of great guests, and we're going to have me and you. Lots of fun.
Sounds good.
It will be good. What time are we getting started?
We're going to get started 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we have a special for our veterans, and that begins at 7 o'clock, and then we will jump on the air at 8 o'clock for a 2-3 hour show, maybe?
I got a great outfit picked out. Red, white, and blue, all kinds of great stuff.
I think I'll just wear all red.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
It looks nice on my complexion.
Okay, well, that's great. And don't forget you're going to Norris thing on Wednesday.
Got it.
All right. Well, listen, Wanda, I'll see you Monday and then again on Thursday for our regular time slot. So thanks so much for helping me out this morning.
Okay, rest up. It's going to be a good one on Monday. Meanwhile, and congratulations again to our winner. We've never had a winner before. She's our very first, Loretta Risco from Pembroke Pines. Have fun at the Les Brown event tonight at Unity on the Bay.
It's going to be a great event. Very empowering.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Hey, stay safe, everybody. Drive sober.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
But he's their friends of mine.
I have many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Freed.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American.
You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world.
I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy. Tough cookies. I better not mention their names, and two of them are friends of mine.